Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited business update call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Vijay from MUFG Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the business update call of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. Joining us today are Mr. Pardeep Kumar Khanna, who is the Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Abhay Raj Singh, who is Senior Vice President and Company Secretary, Mr. Kushal Kumar Rana, Director Works, and Mr. Rakesh Mahajan, who is Financial Advisor and Strategic Head, to provide an overview of the key business updates recently announced by the company. Before we begin the call, I would like to give a short disclaimer. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements, which are completely based upon our beliefs and expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I would now like to hand over the call to Abhay sir for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vaibhav. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. On behalf of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited, I welcome you all to this business update call. We are pleased to connect with you following the recent announcements regarding three strategic growth initiatives involving a proposed investment of approximately rupees 500 crores. These initiatives reflect our confidence in the long-term growth opportunities across our pharmaceuticals and specialty chemical businesses. Let me briefly put these announcements into perspective. First, we are expanding our ibuprofen capacity by 6,000 MTPA, taking our total capacity to 18,000 MTPA. Our existing facilities are operating at high utilization level, and we continue to see increasing requirements from established customers as well as opportunities available globally. The new facility will be a fully backward integrated, leveraging one of IOL's key competitive strengths, and is expected to be commissioned by December 2027. Second, we have established a new CDMO facility with a capacity of approximately 1500 million tablets per annum, or equivalent volume of direct compressible grade. This marks our entry into CDMO formulation segment and build our established customer relationship primarily in European region. The facility has received the EU GMP certificate and commercialization is expected during Q3 FY27. Third, we are also establishing a dedicated specialty chemical facility under a long-term tolling arrangement with a leading global chemical company. This is a customer-led investment providing visibility of long-term manufacturing demand. Taken together, these initiatives are aligned with the strategy of strengthening our core businesses, accelerating diversification, and selectively pursuing adjacent customers-led opportunities. Collectively, these initiatives are expected to contribute an incremental 25 to around 30% to our top line over the coming years. Importantly, the proposed investments are planned to be funded through internal accruals in line with our approach to our disciplined capital allocation and our confidence in the company's cash generation capability. Around 30% of overall funding requirements has already been incurred. We therefore see these announcements not as three isolated projects, but as part of IOL's broader journey of scale, diversification, backward integration, and deeper customer relationship. With this overview, we now would be happy to take your questions and discuss these initiatives in great detail. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Disha with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, ma'am. You're audible.
Yes, thank you so much, sir, for this opportunity. So, a couple of questions, sir. Firstly, on this ibuprofen capacity that we're setting up, so it's around 350 sort of capex that we're planning, right? When is this capacity going to come online and what sort of asset turns are we looking at here?
So the idea is that this will be commercialized by December 2027. The asset 1.75x.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, this yes. Is yeah. You are?
Yeah. So you're saying around 600 to 620 CR sort of peak revenue we can get, right?
So revenue is around 1.75x of the investment. So this is on the peak utilization value what we foresee. And see, again, the revenue what is going to be is a question which is depending on so many other factors as well. So this is the tentative. Generally, our pharmaceuticals investments has 1.75 to 2x of the top line. But again, as a disclaimer, this is a mix of so many other factors, including the geography where we are selling, the customers, long-term arrangement and the short-term arrangement, and obviously the market cycles as well.
Correct. Okay, but generally it's 1.75 to 2x, correct?
Correct. Yeah, that's
and so for the next year, so like how quickly will we be able to like utilize it? What sort of utilization will we be targeting? So for the next year, we only have the capacity for just one quarter. So by FY29, what sort of utilization will we be looking at? Any sort of color on that?
So this is Q3 27. Q3 of 28 will be commercialized, but in FY28, this I think around 25% approximately utilizations we can reach. This is our belief, and the optimum utilizations will happen in the 28 and 29.
And that is, and what will that number, sir? Around 80-85%?
As on date?
No, the optimal is
more than 80%.
Correct. Okay. Okay.
And this is we are talking about only IVO.
Yes, correct. And so for the CDMO business, if you could just give more sense. So this the commercial operations are beginning from Q3 FY27. What sort of contribution from this business are we expecting for this year, for the next year? And what sort of margins can we expect for this business segment?
And so you are right. We are commercializing this project in the Q3. Of this financial year. See, again, the numbers to talk about will also depend on various APIs that is going to be utilized for this segment. But again, this is something around 1 to 1.25x on an average basis, considering approximately 90% utilization. This is going to be the full case scenario. This is the average numbers we are talking about. But the another question of that how fast we can go it. So this will again be fully operationalized in the next financial year.
And it will clearly depend on the customer development. Because since this business is started on the request from some of our anchor customers. So again, the development will take place, then regulatory approval process will be there, then we will talk about the commercial quantities.
But we do have some soft commitments from customers, right?
Yeah, the commitments are there. They are with respect to making of the product. So probably there is no challenge with respect to making of the product, but yes, the regulatory process will take its own time.
Correct, correct. And sir, what's our margins?
We are using between 18 to 24 months.
Sorry?
We expect optimal utilization will be achieved in next 18 to 24 months.
Okay, okay. And what sort of margins, sir, can we look at here? Because this business will have typically higher margins, right?
Yeah, the margins are pretty, I mean, little bit better or the sort of better than the margin available on the API.
Any sort of numbers, sir, that you would like to put on it?
I think this will be very early to discuss on the exact margin numbers.
Okay, okay. Fair enough, fair enough. And so just your sense in the current pricing environment, we've seen the paracetamol prices going up and the chemical prices have also skyrocketed because of the war. What's the current situation right now and do you see these pricing sustain, these prices sustaining?
So the prices of paracetamol now these are not going upwards, and the, most of the APIs we are into the stabilized, either stabilized or at least not going upward side. From the prices of the paracetamol from peak during the last 6 months, they haven't softened down.
So sir, for the next year, any sort of color on what sort of revenue and margins are we targeting? Because we'll have our capex also online. Yeah.
So this capex is not going to be materialized much within this financial year. So we would like to maintain the financial guidance in a similar line would be given in the last call also, something around 15 to 20.
No, no. So I was not asking about this. I was not asking about FY27. I was asking about FY28.
So basically FY28 also is not going to be fully commercialized. This will be fully commercialized or utilized in next year, in 28 to 29. And the top level what we can assume is around 25 to 30% incremental in the top line. That would be the additional.
After completion of all the three full-fledged projects.
Correct.
Okay, okay. Fair enough, sir. Thank you so much. I'll join back with you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Surabhi with NV Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. My first question is regarding the ibuprofen expansion. Now, this being a commodity product, largely grows at a very stable rate. But you all are expanding the capacity by 50% in this product. Two questions here. What is, where is the demand coming from? Is the demand coming largely because one of the larger competitors is shutting down the plant? Is that getting transferred? Or are you seeing new demand that is being created in this product?
So, as far as the demand is concerned, yes, we have in mind that how the CAGR for ibuprofen would be there, but considering the current scenario, we have some developments with our domestic as well as international customers. So we are trying to cater those requirements, and additionally, like our current capacity is exhausted up to the level of 90 to 95%. And third point is we are looking at some of the numbers into our CDMO business also. So considering all these factors, we are planning to increase the overall capacity of ibuprofen.
Got it. So just to take that point forward, the formulation business that you all are doing for some of the European customers, is this going to be largely existing products where you largely be captively using our API and that's what is giving the cost advantages? And how have you cracked some of these European customers? Have they approached IOL company or we have gone ahead and diversified into the formulation business?
No, they came back to us that why don't you supply us the bulk tablets instead of sending the APIs. So probably this is a both ways mutual agreement. Then we have gone for this arrangement.
And we are doing formulation in existing products only, right? Pantoprazole, clopidogrel, ibuprofen, metformin, all of these products only, where we'll be captively using our API.
Yeah, definitely.
What sort of contract tenure or soft commitments do we have in the formulation business?
No. Well, so basically, we are in discussion with the various customers. This is not the only one customer we can talk about this. So we are having the idea of that we are the contracts will be the like of the similar contract we have with API. So these ranges to the 3 to 5 years and with the escalation clauses and other things also. So I think the same line the contracts we have.
Got it. And just one last question, small question. What is this chemical tolling that we are doing? What is the opportunity over there? And if you could explain that also a little bit.
So that is a product which will be falling under chemical segment only. And probably this is again a product which is already there in the market. And we have got some mutual agreement for the development and commercial supply of this product with one of our renowned customers.
So again, this is a product that Ella exists currently doing, but now you will be doing it specifically for a customer. Is my understanding right?
So currently it is not under our portfolio. So we have completed the development and it will be additional to our existing portfolio.
Got it. Okay. So thank you so much. I'll come back in with you.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Rishabh Malik with Artha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, my question has been answered.
Okay, thank you. The next question comes from the line of Subrata Sarkar with Mount Intra. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, no, sir, again, mainly on the IBU environment only, global environment. So we have announced a large CapEx, whereas some other players, competitors are thinking of exiting that business. So in this case, in this situation, like, what is our take on the pricing as well as the market of the IBU? And recently, is there any sharp increase in the price of IBU in the international markets?
No, we don't think there is a sharp increase in the pricing of ibuprofen in the market currently.
Basically, if we can say, it's a continuation of our strategy rather than any change in the directions. So whatever initiatives we announce, this is the part of our long-term strategy. It is not depending on any current time situations. So we should not look into it in that way. It's a targeted strategy. So I can say it's going to fit very well suiting in our long-term strategy that we keep on discussing.
Okay. But do Middle East issue has some impact on the IBU price there because the feedstock has gone up?
I think all that has already been neutralized. So there was some impact, and the impact was during the initial phase or initial months of the war. But I think now, because if there is any increase in the final prices, so the raw material prices have also gone up. So it's neutralized for us.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Maulik with 360 ONE Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand one thing. From the CDMO perspective, we are investing approximately 110 crores right now, and the current opportunity is around 100-150 crores, as you, I think, mentioned, asset turnover 1 to 1.2x and 90% utilization. So from a longer term perspective, maybe 3 years to 5 years perspective, what is your vision of the CDMO business for you, and how big can this become from a 3 to 5 years perspective? This is the first one. And the second one is, we've also acquired land, I think around 100 acres of land, and we were also planning capex on that, and I think regulatory approvals is what we were waiting for. So this the capex there will be now pushed for you know, a few years, or that will also come in simultaneously along with this. That's it, sir. Thank you.
So I would like to take the second question first. So the capexes we announced 2 days back is separate than the our greenfield project at the new land. So these are not related. Basically, these are different, and we have not pushed the development at the site, and neither delayed. That will be as per our initial plan. So as on date, the status is that we are in the process of obtaining the approvals, regulatory approvals. Most of the approvals are already secured. And initial base work is also, I mean, little bit we started, but the complete work will be started once we have all the place approvals. And the first question of the CDMO, what we think for next 3 to 4 years, so that will be, I think we can discuss once we achieve the optimum utilizations of this line we have come up, how response we are going to receive from the customers and in the market. So I think that will be pretty early to discuss post 3-4 years of this line.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Soumya Raghuvanshi with Nirva Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Since the CDMO facility is primarily aimed at serving anchor customers in Europe, can you provide some color on the contract tenure and revenue visibility from these customers?
Our contract terms are similar relating to the contracts we have for our existing API products. And the contracts are medium to longer term. So it is being finalized with various customers as on date. We will keep you updated as and when we progress in this respect. So I think the commercialization of this plant is going to be the next quarter, by the end of the next quarter. So we will be discussing that time in much detail as well.
Okay, sir. Okay, got it, sir. So my next question, for the new 1500 million tablets per annum CDMO facility, could you please elaborate on the current order pipeline and how quickly you expect the facility to ramp up after commercialization?
So I think as far as the capacity utilization is concerned, we have told you very clearly that there are some customers for which already the development has been started and regulatory approval is also initiated since we got UGMP approval also. As far as the full capacity utilization is concerned, I think again it will be too early to comment on, but yes, definitely it will progress on as and when our development with other anchor customers will start also.
And to add on, what we are believing right now, I think this will be optimally utilized in next 18 to 24
months, yes.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Surabhi with NV Alpha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks again. So I just have a follow-up question. Just one question, you know, back when the ibuprofen batches plant was shut down in 2019, we saw increased demand. Is there something like that that is happening there in European countries or some of the other countries and other ibuprofen shortages coming because of some plant shutdowns? And is that why we're going to see increased demand, if you have any knowledge of that?
No, I don't think, or in fact, we are not having any information relating to any other plant shutdown into the Europe.
Okay, so the increased demand is just from the point of view that European customers are asking for formulation, and that's why you're going to captively use that.
Not only formulation, not only
customer developments for the API also.
Okay.
And ibuprofen global growth rate is 3 to 4% every year. That also attract us to expand our ibuprofen facilities.
We also discussed this a few questions back, that the plans of ours for coming up the new capacities, specifically in the ibuprofen or the other, is not relating to any current directions of the cycles. This is the long-term strategy of the company. We are following that strategy. And this is also on the basis of the engagement, customers' engagement globally, and the developments we are having and the positive feedbacks we are receiving. So this is the rationale and the logic of coming up with that much of the capacity is in this respect.
Oh, God. Thank you so much.
The next question comes from the line of Suhani Singh with ROS Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. I just had two questions. So I just needed to understand how much of the incremental ibuprofen capacity is supported by the existing customer relationships or the ongoing customer discussions. So particularly in international markets, if we speak.
So I think we would not be in a position to share you the correct number that how much percentage it is going to increase. But yes, considering our development with new customers in terms of API, we are forecasting some good volumes. That is why we have gone for this capacity.
Okay, understood. Also, across the three initiatives, approximately 495 crores of investment is being deployed. So what kind of ROCE or return profile do you expect from these projects once they reach steady state operation?
For company as a whole, we are expecting above 15% ROCE when all the project will be fully implemented.
Okay, sir. That helps. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Meghna Agarwal with Mount Intra. Please go ahead. Meghna Agarwal, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead.
My question has been answered.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Dimesh Verma with AS Capital. Please go ahead. Dimesh Verma, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there's no response, we'll move on to the next participant. It's from the line of Sheikh Mohammed Aegis, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is, there is so much fluctuation.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Can you please use your handset?
Just a minute. My question is, there is so much fluctuation in the
ibuprofen final price and raw material ingredients. So we are doing long term contracts for the ibuprofen and paracetamol and other drugs. So under those commitments, are we able to pass those fluctuations to the final customers?
Yes, yes. And in every contract, we have a clause of price adjustment, and that the price adjustments happens up to a certain level. Prices are going down or going up to a certain level. So that is the clause provided therein.
Okay, so
because we also have the ibuprofen facility is fully backward integrated. So in our case, the raw material price fluctuation is up to the maximum extent is controlled by us.
And we are also backward integrated for paracetamol. Am I right?
Yeah, you are right.
Okay, sir. So. We are maintaining those margins, right? Guidance which are given earlier, right?
Yes.
Or
yeah.
there is any change?
No, more or less the same.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Sanjeev Rupera, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
My question is very simple. You mentioned that 30% of the investment is done and the balance will be done in this year out of 500 crore. Three questions. Is it going to be impacting EBIT for this year? Is it going to increase the cash flow? And what is expected growth in this year?
The capex to be incurred across the period of 2 years, that is the financial year 27 and financial year 28. As you say, and we already disclosed that 30% of capex is already been done, and the remaining capex we have clear visibility of cash generation through operations, and we will meet from internal accrual.
Yeah, but is it going to be impact on EBIT? It is going to go up this year compared to last year?
No, it is not going to hit.
So, but it will go in positive direction. Do you mean to say that? Because when we see the quarter-on-quarter result, EBIT is going up, so even after this, cash flow deployment, EBIT will be not be affected in it.
See, basically, the capex what we have planned is being met through the internal accruals. So Pradeep ji just explained that the internal accruals, how this is going to achieve. So considering that, the EBIT is not going to be hit.
And what will be the top line addition by this 30% deployment?
I'm sorry, can you please repeat the last line?
So already a 30% of the fund deployed. Now what will be the addition in the top line for this year by this deployment?
So top line, assuming the capex which we announced comes into the full operations, that perhaps be possible into FY29. So it will be giving around 25 to 30% contributions to the top line.
But what will be the overall impact? What will be the overall impact on the top line? By 5%, 10%.
So 25 to 30%.
You are talking about right now capacity. You are not talking about the.
No. I am not talking about the capacity. What I am saying is that, considering the full operationalization and utilization of these assets, and that will happen in FY29 probably. So that time this will contribute around 25 to 30% contribution in the top line.
So there won't be any impact on the top line by, like, say, adding this particular expansion this year. Am I right?
This year will be, but not very material.
Okay, understood. And it will not impact on the EBIT also, correct? Thank you.
That's correct.
The next question comes from the line of Rishabh Malik with Artha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. You earlier mentioned that the CDMO project that the company has taken up, the company will also use certain capacity of the additional ibuprofen capacity that the company will install. So should we understand that, one, the company is completely backward integrated when it comes to ibuprofen, and second, you are now trying to forward integrate via CDMO formulations? Is that understanding correct?
This is correct, but as we disclosed in our announcements and today's opening call also, the major reason what we are looking for is the Europe, and that is for the anchor customers. We are not going directly as a brand of the IOL into market as of now.
Got it.
And so as we discussed, this is the customer's initiative, that discussion is going on, and it is primarily led through customers.
Well understood, sir. Could you then give us some flavor on the products that you would be developing, or you are in, you know, talks to develop? What kind of chemicals, APIs are you going to use to develop these formulations? Which direction the company is taking in terms of the products under CDMO?
So as of now, this is relating to the existing customers. That means the existing API of the company. So whatever the product we are supplying to the existing customers. So this is, the customers are existing, products are existing. So this is the way we have designed.
Understood. So then it's complete forward integration. Fair enough. So second question is, the management in earlier conference calls had indicated that the company would be doing a multi-year capex which would amount to 1,200 to 1,400 crores, and the current 495 crores which the company has announced 2 days ago, is it a part of that 1,200 to 1,400 crores, or is this a fresh capex? So then the total capex becomes 2,000 crores.
It's a different, you are right. It's a different, because this capex has been announced at the existing site. And the 1200 crore capex is another site, that is a greenfield project. It's around 25 or 30 kilometers away from the existing site. So these two are separate.
Got it. One last question from my end, sir. You have already clearly mentioned that the additional ibuprofen capacity at peak utilization would fetch us a revenue of roughly around 600 crores, considering a 1.75x ROA. The CDMO project would again give you roughly 130 to 150 odd crores.
So the general idea is that the whatever the API capex is there, that fetch around 1.5 to 1.75x in the top line. But having said that, this is not the firm number you can take from here. This depends on the geographies, customer to customer, and product to product also. So this is the general number we are talking about. So that doesn't mean that the IBU capacity is going to fetch X number, what you are saying. So generally we are saying, and that is also depending on the final prices, input prices, as well as the final prices. So we cannot, or we can never, and we should not reach to the conclusion of the X number. So this is a general what we are seeing for last many years.
Got it, sir. One last question, sir. Regarding the ibuprofen prices in the market, we understand that the prices for raw material had earlier increased, which led to inflated ibuprofen prices. And we understand that with oil coming down, prices for the raw materials did come down. But have ibuprofen prices then accordingly fallen down, or are they still just where they were at the elevated levels? I'm trying to understand this, to understand if, you know, the company is looking at inflated margins for the coming quarters, or is it just going to be in the same range?
So the prices of various products were gone up during the war situation. So were the prices of the input materials also. And since peak, many products prices has softened down, but I think IBU prices are more or less same. So there is not much change into the prices of the ibuprofen. They are hovering at around the same level.
Okay, so considering our company is completely backward integrated, so then we are looking at a probable margin expansion. Is that understanding correct?
Yeah. That's correct.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Nimish Verma with AES Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So I just had one question. Beyond these announced projects, should we expect further capacity additions or investments in API, CDMOs or specialty chemicals over the next 2-3 years?
Why not? So if the CDMO has just started, in fact, yet to be commercialized, so we cannot discuss the capacity enhancement for the CDMO. Ibuprofen, you've seen. And if during the last 2 years, on a regular basis, we are coming up the capacity enhancement of one product or the other. So considering the capacity utilizations and the market response and the future sensibility, what we will be having definitely will come up for the new products as well as the capacity enhancement both.
Got it, sir. That is it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participant, I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Rakesh Maj for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your questions and continued interest in IOL. To briefly conclude, these initiatives strengthen our core ibuprofen business and open new customer-led opportunity in CDMO formulation and specialty chemicals. Importantly, these investments are backed by identified market opportunities and are being funded through entirely internal accruals, reflecting our confidence in company's cash generation capabilities and long-term growth prospects. We remain focused on disciplined execution, sustainable growth, and creating long-term value for our stakeholders. We look forward to updating you on the progress of these initiatives regularly and our broad growth journey regularly. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of MUFG Investor Relations, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.